This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for September 15, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 37. It says there, "Know in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." End of quote. There is a difference between conquerors and more than conquerors. The Super Bowl 12 was memorable in the U.S. history. Redskins overcome a 10-point deficit and then beat Broncos 42-10. To conquer means to get victory over the enemy or adversary, but to become more than a conqueror means not just victory, but enormous, overwhelming, and massive victory. Bible says, if we love the Lord Jesus Christ, we are not just conquerors, but we are more than a conqueror. We have a vast and enormous margin of success and victory in our life. Yesterday we learned God already decreed our victory, and no matter what and who comes against us, God works all things together for good to those who love him, to those who are called according to his purpose. You see, this is a no matter promise. Dearly beloved, you may be wondering why this happened to you, because you do not deserve it. However, be confident by the eternal word of God that promises you this. God is at work in your life, and he is going to put all things together for good for you. The reason is this: God foreknew all things going to happen in your life. With all his full knowledge, he predestined you to become conformed to the image of his Son, Jesus Christ. Not only he foreknew all about you and predestined you to look like Jesus Christ through it all, but also he called you in time, justified, and also glorified you. Now the question is this: after considering all these truths, what are our conclusions? What do we conclude? Number one, if God is for us, the way the Bible explained in the above paragraph, who can be against us? Is anyone a match to God? People, enemies, and even devil? Make a note, it does not mean people, devil, or circumstances would not come against you and me. It does not mean no one would mock, tease, or slander us. It does not mean they will not persecute us. Bible says everyone who wants to live a godly life will have persecution in this world. It does not mean devil would not come against us with his different schemes. Devil may even say to us, look at what happened in your life. And now God is not on your side. He does not love you anymore. And then Satan will try to tell all things and convince you that you are a failure. He would even say, because of your shortcomings, God does not love you, or he is not on your side. God is not on your side is devil's age-old lie from the Garden of Eden. Beloved, if devil or his representatives tells you that you are a failure, or you are not good in the sight of the Lord, or even God doesn't love you, then ask him the question in verse 34-35. These are the questions you would immediately ask. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? Bible says there it is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Jesus Christ who died and then risen again from dead, who is now at the right hand of God, interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? You see, it says it is the God who justified us. And if so, who can bring a charge against God's elect and predestination? Who is able to condemn? Because Christ is the one who died and then risen again for our sake. And he is at the right hand of God and makes intercession for us. All condemning tongue and mouth should stop, because they are condemning against the blood and the intercessory work of Jesus Christ. Then the third question is, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Of course, we will have unexpected setbacks in our Christian life, like tribulation, distress, famine, peril, sword, and of course, these come in many forms or fashions. Our dear people may stand against us to stop our progress in Christ. Does that mean Christ does not love us anymore? No, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Then it says, for the sake of the Lord, his dear ones are killed all day long, and they are treated like sheep led to the slaughter. Does that mean God does not love us? Listen, it says in verse 38, neither death nor angels, principalities and powers, means demonic forces and devil, nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Verse 35 promises nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. In addition, the verse 39 promises none or nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, Jesus loves us, and nothing can separate us from his love. Besides, God loves us, and nothing can separate us from God's love, because we are in his Son, Jesus Christ. You know, I would love my grandson if I had one. I have seen grandparents' love and admiration for grandchildren. One day I hope I will have a grandchild. And I know in my heart that I would love him more deeply in my heart. Why? Because my grandson is in my son, and he belongs to my beloved son. I would do anything to stand with my grandchild, because he or she is the most fervent in my heart, because he or she belongs to my son and me. I just made an analogy only to show God's deep commitment and love. However, Bible says believers in Jesus Christ are God's own children, Christ being the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. Beloved, we are in his Son, Jesus Christ, and we belong to him when we invited Jesus into our lives, and thereby we are the most fervent in the heart of and the heart and mind of God. Remember, our today's insight says, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us, end of quote. In what things? You name it there, tribulation, slandering, various attacks, problems, including financial, marital, relational, and health. And you put what you face right there. But remember, you are not just a conqueror, but more than a conqueror, through him who loves you. By understanding of who we are in Christ, and how secure our future is, in the midst of all such things, we will be more than conquerors through him who loved us. Got a moment for today's prayer? Beloved, pray after me. Father in heaven, I love you and I trust your promise that you will work all things together for my good. Thank you for choosing me, saving me, and even you glorifying me. I understand the depth of your love, that how much you love me by giving your own son to die in my place. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord now. I believe he died and rose again for my sins. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love and blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.